The Association of Africa Electional Authorities is meeting in Accra to share experiences of member countries on the use of biometric technology in election management. The meeting is a platform for member countries to share their problems and how they were resolved. The chairman of Ghana's Electoral Commission, Dr. Kwejo Afarijan, said though technology in election administration has proved to be immensely helpful, it should not be promoted at the expense of the fundamentals of a good election, which are accuracy, transparency and fairness. Joyce Jechi and Constance Asantua have filed this report.
Though the manual way of voting had its own challenges that have been contested by opposing political parties, sometimes leading to anarchy, biometric voting equally has its own. It is in this regard that countries from the continent, including Nigeria, Cameroon, Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Mali, are meeting in Accra to share experience on how to address technological challenges associated with elections. Addressing the delegates, the chairman of Ghana's Electoral Commission, Dr. Afarijan, noted that as useful as technology could be to election administration, there is no doubt that biometric technology comes with risks ranging from maintenance, storage, preservation, to security of data. The Minister of Foreign Affairs, Hannah Tete, expressed the need to protect data on citizens. She spoke about challenges of the technology.
The recent experience we had in Ghana in the 2012 elections exposed us the positive side of using this technology, but also the challenge. In some parts of our country, in different constituencies, where people were not familiar with the usage of the equipment, there were breakdowns, there were delays, and in some instances, voting continued the next day, all of which created some amount of tension within our system.
Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission of Kenya, Abdullahi Sharawi, talked about how biometric voting has worked in Kenya.
In our opinion, the photo identification had a problem. I think it's mainly because of the training aspect. It was delivered a bit late, but we have now understood it very well, and in all the by-elections which happened after that, is working extremely well. But for the voter registration, biometric voter registration system, we had a success of 99.9%. And that helped people, because the background why we adopted biometric voter registration was because of the election of 2007. There were problems, there were violence in the country, and the political system did not believe the manual system we had could be accepted.
The head of the EU delegation to Ghana, Claude Merton, said 11.5 million euro support to Ghana's electoral cycle from 2010 to 2016 is to assist the country's electoral commission's training school to serve as a center of excellence.
Joyce Jechi and Constance Asantua's report.